You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Marriage Be Hard podcast. My name is Melissa.
I'm Kevin Allen Fredericks III.
And on this podcast, we talk to some of our favorite internet couples about love, their relationships, and, you know, all the things, all the components that make up a successful marriage, and maybe even some pitfalls to avoid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have probably seen this couple on the internet, probably with another influencer, okay? Because I feel like I was going to run through a list of everyone that they've been with. The reality is everyone, okay? There isn't a list because the list they haven't figured out who to double dutch with is probably shorter than the list that they have. We were, in fact, at Essence.
We sure was, and they made my dream come true. I didn't believe it.
They pulled Kevin aside and taught him how to double dutch.
They show in a minute.
In 90 seconds flat. And then the Target people came over and said, "This is a hazard. You got to stop."
But that video was already up.
But the video was already posted, okay? That is none other than Sean and Michelle Clark of Double Dutch Aerobics. Help me welcome them into the studio.
Welcome. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they have been literally everywhere. What do I have here? Michelle is a world champion in double dutch, and Sean is a master double dutch aerobics instructor. How do you become a master at this? Tell us, what's the application process?
Very good question.
I was very curious about that.
Well, the thing is, I was trained by the best.
Hello.
That's hilarious.
See how I did that?
Yes.
So,
No,
you know, we've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
We teach every single day. We probably taught over 100,000 people how to jump double dutch.
Wow.
Like, this is what we do. Like, we do this full time.
Full time.
There's nobody better than us. I hate to toot my own horn.
Don't.
And you should.
Also, the biggest thing we do is we teach people how to teach. So double dutch aerobics is a formatted workout class.
Yeah.
So that we teach instructors how to teach, and they get certified through double dutch aerobics. So wherever you see double dutch aerobics, that's either us or our certified instructors teaching the class.
So we're kind of building it like Zumba.
I was just about to say, it seems like Zumba.
It's the same concept. You come out for certification weekend. It's 18 hours.
Yep.
It's 3 days. It's very intense. You come out, you learn,
y'all be like, "No, wrong." Do y'all be happy with y'all be teaching them, or just will y'all be with us?
You said
I
what?
Like all of it.
I said, do y'all be happy, like, hey, with them? Or y'all like, get it right, or you're not going to get this T-shirt. This is DDA. You hear me? You'll never double dutch in this city again if you don't get it right.
Sometimes like that. We from Brooklyn. So sometimes it's like, yo, you ain't doing this right.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Has anybody ever came out and not got certified?
You know,
we used to do that.
So we used to not certify. Like, if you didn't pass, and we only used to do that in the beginning, but we've learned.
That's a good question.
We make sure that you're ready to teach.
Got it.
So if you're totally like just insanely horrible, which is we actually qualify you. So we talk to you before you come. We don't allow like anybody.
Oh, so y'all do a weed out ahead at the pre,
smart.
So you don't have to tell them no at the end.
Yes. But it's no experience necessary to take certification or you can know how to jump or not know how to jump to take certification. Just to teach you from the beginning anyway.
Got it.
Got it. Okay, so we clearly know that you guys are business partners. So we're going to jump into that. But before we do, can you take us back to the beginning? You guys are from Brooklyn. Did you guys meet in high school, middle school, elementary school, college? Double dutching. Like, tell us a little bit of your love story.
All right, so,
in a quick synopsis.
No. Does it have to be quick?
Okay, yes, because right. It's a long story.
All right. Yeah. It's not that long. So I'll start, right? Yes. So I used to be a filmmaker.
Okay.
So my best friend and I, we used to make films. We made this movie called This Thing Called Love.
Yeah.
And we were literally, back then, it was like 2007, 2008, we were out in the streets selling our movie in the streets.
Yeah.
That's what you did, right?
Yeah.
So that movie's in the streets. A friend of mine was like, you know, Sean, I'm doing this showcase. You should come by and sell your movie.
Yes.
And I was like, bet, I'm there.
And
right?
then?
So I get there. I get there. And I walk in, and my best friend and I, we had the same t-shirt on.
Yes.
It had the title of our movie on it.
Yes.
Okay.
So
I was the bartender, and I see two grown people with the same shirt on. So I'm like, why do y'all have on matching shirts? So then I asked him, like, come here, let me see, like, what is this about? So he told me about the movie and he tried to sell it to me. But I said, I'm at work. Like, spending money is kind of productive while I'm at work. So he said, okay, I'll give you the movie. You just have to promise to watch it and tell me what you think about it. So I watched it. Mind you, I was in theater school at the time. So I was in Circle in the Square where Viola went. Hello. So I watched the movie and I thought it was amazing. So I called him. And it's like we already knew each other.
Literally.
It was so easy.
Literally from that day, we spoke every single day. We actually went out that same day. Not on a date. Like, I got some tickets to a concert. And I was like, you know, my friend backed out. Do you want
to
go?
So that is a date. Thank you.
I was about to say. No, it sounds unofficial, like an unofficial date.
No,
I promise. I know it sounds crazy.
So y'all just went to an event together to get to know each other.
To get to know each other. I already knew him in my mind. We were friends.
But that's the thing. Like, when we first started talking, it felt like we knew each other.
But y'all did it. So that's what makes it a date, though.
So how can you go on a date? How can you go to a concert and then not be a date then for the other people?
Can I say why?
Yes.
Because I was dating somebody at this radio station.
Oh, so you don't want to look bad. That's why you say it at a date.
No, I told
you. You were cheating. You were cheating on your boyfriend with him. That's fine. As long as y'all stay together, it's fine. You don't have to lie to us.
It wasn't a date, Michelle said.
It doesn't matter now.
We together.
That's what I'm saying.
Period.
Together.
So it worked out.
Worked out.
But after that, of course, we were friends for a little while, and then it got romantic, and then we've been together for 15 years now.
15 years.
Wow.
Married for 10.
Nice.
Wow. Okay, so then you start doing business together at what point? Like, who started what? With the Double Dutch first, and then when do you guys decide to make this a joint venture?
So at the time, okay, so around that time, how long were we together? It doesn't matter.
A couple of years.
So
right?
We were together for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I was an entrepreneur at the time, so I owned a teleprompter company, right? And so
telephone company?
Teleprompter.
Child, I said, are you AT&T? I'm confused.
So this is before they put that app on the iPad. You had a thing going.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, before, that's why I'm not in the business anymore.
God dang you, Steve Jobs. You took my job.
So, I was teaching everything under the sun because I was in Circle in the Square. So I was literally teaching spin, boot camp, name it. I was teaching it.
Okay.
Every fitness class. So I thought to myself, like, why don't they have a class of something that I used to do as a kid? Because I like going to the gym and taking classes.
Yeah.
I want to go, you know. And so I thought of the creation of Double Dutch Aerobics. I told him I was good.
Right.
And
I was like, well, she was like, yo, Sean, I got this idea to do like a Double Dutch class for adults, for women. I said, Michelle, don't tell anybody else. That is the best idea I think I've ever. There's Uber, and then there's Double Dutch Aerobics. So I was like, that is the best idea.
That's
I've
how
ever
you know you got a good idea. You'd be like, don't even say that out loud.
Don't say that
only
out loud.
Only think that and don't text people. Just put it in your phone and show it to her. Because it's going to get stolen.
Don't even put it in your phone. Think it and then look at me real hard and I'm going to know what we're talking about.
Yeah. All right. And so initially, I was just supposed to like help her get the business started and kind of like jump out. But what happened was I end up loving it so much because our class is like high energy.
So much fun.
It's super fun. you know, we're encouraging people to push past their fears every single day. That is our job.
And we didn't know this would turn into a full-time business. No. We moved to Atlanta, and I never heard of a right-to-work state. I'm from Brooklyn, so I was SAG after all the things, right? And then I tried to do some background work for a little bit of cash, and I was like, what do you mean? Why does it pay? Where's the union? Like, where's the union work?
Yeah.
And they were like, what? Mm-mm. And they were like, no, this is a right-to-work state. I said, what are you talking about? I didn't understand that till I moved into the state.
I don't know what it means.
Yeah, I was just going to explain. Say, can you explain it?
Oh. So, and this is crazy, because I think they have it where y'all from, too. It's a right-to-work state means there's no unions. They're not supported at all. So, like, that's why
they don't have to follow any rules.
They don't have a teacher's
rules.
Union. You know how if you mess up as a teacher, your union could have your back? No, it's a right-to-work
There's no
state.
Unions at all in Georgia?
They're not. So here's what's crazy. They have an office. This is why I'm not silly. I called the office and was like, you know, I'm moving here. They said, okay, great.
We're going to take a break from this episode and tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. They are sponsoring today's episode. Okay, listen, you guys know that we are big, huge proponents of therapy over here. I actually started a personal therapy. It's actually more, it's like therapy / life coaching with the lady, and it's been going really, really well. She drops like a lot of gems, to be honest. But it's just been helping me do like some, obviously I have the marriage therapy, which is very much like, you know, for between my husband and I, and there's a lot of things about therapy that's really great, but I also wanted the opportunity to like look forward, right? Like I wanted to not only look at my past and understand how it, you know, affects me today, I also wanted to make sure I had an understanding of how not only it affects me today, but how I can use that for my future. And this therapist girl, let me tell you, she has gotten me together, okay? And it's great because I don't have to go into an office. We meet online, and sometimes we do video calls, but because my schedule is so busy, I'm not always at home. She's also like, in fact, on this coming Wednesday, it's just going to be a phone call. So it allows for that flexibility and convenience based on your life and your schedule. Okay. It's been really great. I highly, highly, if you haven't started therapy, it is something I most certainly highly, highly recommend. Okay. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You're going to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp, especially around the holidays. Okay. The holidays can be very triggering for people for a lot of different reasons. So get ahead of that. Thanksgiving is not here just yet, although, you know, we're in the holiday season because Halloween's over. Now is the opportunity. Now is the time to get ahead of some of those triggering feelings. Okay. Visit BetterHelp.com/MBH today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/MBH. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode. And now let's get back to it.
Then when you get there in Atlanta, specifically Georgia, Virginia, those are right-to-work states, meaning that they do not have to abide by any of the union rules. The state itself does not support it, meaning there is no background work. They could pay you whatever they want to.
You have a right to work.
They could pay you whatever they want to. Mm-hmm. The union, SAG, after teachers' unions, none of them.
Wait, SAG doesn't work in Atlanta?
No. Georgia is no right-to-work state. No right to work.
First of all, the phrasing right to work that's not what it is, because I want the right to work, but I also want fair wages.
I'm from Brooklyn. I didn't understand what they were talking about. I was thoroughly confused. I was like, what do you mean? They was like, honey, well, look it up, research it. This is a right to work state.
Wow.
They don't like reprimand kids as much because they don't have any union that has their back.
Yeah.
Meaning if they mess, they just get fired. So sometimes they're like, I'm not even, because if a parent
That's
goes
why
too
they
hard,
had that scandal in Atlanta with the teachers getting them kids to pass the test and doing all the stuff because they were scared for their jobs.
Yes, right. So right to work
states went down for that.
Unions are not respected.
Like in New York City, you couldn't fire a teacher if you tried. the union is serious in New York City. Yeah. They don't play.
And in LA, the unions are strong, right? To work
It makes sense that the unions are strong in LA because, like, mafia and stuff. I feel
too.
Like that's kind of one in the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello. And so, in turn, we had to start we just pushed double dutch aerobics because I was working at long, we were trying to get all other kinds of, it was terrible.
And so the thing was, you know because I had my company, I was going out of town a lot to work, so I would be gone for like a week at a time, 2 weeks at a time, and it was causing problems.
Would
in
I
our
get married for to sleep by myself? No,
that's real.
Your New York accent was so thick on that part.
Michelle said, absolutely not. I didn't get married to tell you goodbye and then you go off on the airplane for a week. And then I see you for one day. That's not what I signed up for. Did you?
No. You know, Michelle and I, since we met, we've been together 24 hours a day.
24-7.
24-7.
Y'all don't get sick of each other?
Upstairs for too long. I don't even like it. You don't like me? Why don't you come downstairs? What's the problem?
Y'all don't get sick of each other?
No. Michelle said, you don't like me? Come downstairs. I don't care. I've been with you all day. We've been teaching, sweating, talking to each other, looking at each other, encouraging folks. We came home, and now it's not over. Sit next to me.
Yes, right here, too. I like them right here. You feel me? Right here.
I don't know why, but that works for us. 24.
I love it.
It does. I don't know why. I can't explain it to you, Kev.
That's great. That's beautiful. I'm the same way.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's good.
I'm exactly the same.
I love it. Okay, so then, wait, finish your story. I don't know if you finished.
So that's how we started Double Dutch Aerobics as a full-time business, because we were forced to.
Yeah.
So we had started classes on the side, and then it was like, well, this is the thing that's working.
Yeah.
So then we decided to push it forward. Even certification, when we left New York, our teachers, our students were like, well, where y'all going? Like, right. What are we going to do?
Right. If y'all leave, what are we going
to
do?
Yes. Yeah. And so we began to train teachers to teach the classes to continue it. And so that's why we also created certification. So that's why we have certified instructors all over the place. And the goal, of course, is to have them everywhere.
Very good. Okay. So then this is now a legitimate business. It is your full-time job. It is how you pay your bills and create a legacy that will outlast you. I think I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to ask it anyway. How is working together? How are you guys navigating being husband and wife and working together?
So, you go. So first I'll say this. We read your book. I listened to the audible.
Yes.
But we think that marriage is easy.
Girl, right? We love it.
Yes. And so in terms of working together, I think it makes it easier.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, because everything is together. Our finances, it's no separation. So for me, working together is fun. And I don't mean sometimes that I don't get on Sean's nerves. Okay. But
you know, it's just that I say this all the time. It's like, when I'm right, I'm right. I don't understand why you just don't understand. Like, I don't know what the problem is now. We really gel. We have a good time. Sometimes Michelle, she could be a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we just love working together.
We like working together.
But the thing is, and also we love what we do.
Yeah. You guys' energy is infectious.
Yeah, it's very high.
Thank you. Right. So like even like we were talking about it somewhere else. I don't really like going on vacation. I like workcations.
Yes.
Like I like traveling, teaching some classes in another country.
Yes.
And then, you know, then after we teach, then we can hang out, go get something to eat.
It feels
like,
better that way.
It feels so much better that way. We have so much fun together that way.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. So then the question is, have you guys been able to develop interest outside? Are you guys workaholics? You sound like it.
Yeah, we might be.
We actually
never shut off. You guys know how it is. It's entrepreneur life. Just you're always thinking about the next thing. And then even if we're watching Netflix, we'll even pause it and then we'll start talking about something about the business and then.
And I used to ask my 9-to-5 friends, like, do y'all ever feel off? Right. Because like I feel like I don't ever feel off. It's just like it's always on. And it's like, how could you not be? You're thinking about the next thing or what about this? It's like you always have 20,000 things on your brain. When you now, and especially because we're married, when we wake up, it's like, oh, Sean, did you remember? You know, like it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far into your marriage did you guys start the business?
Before.
Wait a minute. Yeah, but yeah, before we got married.
But as an LLC, like as an official business.
Actually, a year after we got married.
Yeah, 2014.
But you were doing it together prior to marriage.
Yeah. We were doing it like
classes.
We used to have like one class a week in Brooklyn.
Yes.
Got it.
So it wasn't a.
Have any relationship that exists outside of the business.
No.
What do you mean relationship?
How long were we together?
It seems like
the inception of the business and your relationship coincide. I think that's right, what you're trying to say.
Right. Oh, that's what you're saying. Oh, okay.
But you know what's funny? We always did things together. Like we had a podcast, 2009?
Mm-hmm.
We're both Leo, so it was called Leo Love, where we brought you our arguments and you as the audience would act as our therapist.
Oh.
And so you have an argument with your partner and you're like, if somebody else heard you, I swear. It would say that you were crazy.
Not me.
And so that's what we brought to our audience. So we actually had them. They watched our wedding. They watched us go from boyfriend and girlfriend to proposal to marriage.
Y'all did everything together, and then the business was just another thing that y'all did together.
It's just another thing that we did together. That's
Got it. Because sometimes people start businesses.
So everything is pretty much intertwined.
You did say something about energy, so I have to tell you. Babe, we did something else together. We are on a 60-day juice cleanse.
Oh.
We have not eaten food in 60 days.
Wait, today is your 60th day?
Today is day 60.
Day 60.
So we break it today.
Are y'all going to have ribs?
No, we'll die, Kevin. No.
We can't.
You can't jump right into just get a little pee.
So we haven't eaten since September 11th.
That's the last time we chewed food.
And so we're actually vegan. Right,
but we cheat when we travel.
But we're cheating vegans.
Yes.
Okay.
Every now and then.
Y'all polygamous. Y'all got a little meat on the side.
Y'all have meat or fish?
I like rotisserie chicken. No judgment. Okay. I like rotisserie. Every once in a while, I'll stay away from dairy forever. But every once in a while, when I'm in Jamaica, I want jerk chicken. You feel me?
No, that's real.
But the thing is, though, anytime we do eat meat, we do suffer.
We feel like
our bones hurt.
My knees hurt.
Yeah. Because it's, you know, it's the food. I mean, I don't want to get into all of that.
It's okay. No matter what you say, it won't change anything, but I appreciate you. I saw Where's the Health or What the Health.
I heard it all before.
Kevin and Melissa, you guys are joining us. Uh-huh. We're doing a 10-day juice cleanse with 10,000 people.
That's amazing.
From January 2nd to the 12th.
And y'all going to do it again?
He's with us.
Oh, yeah. 10 days. So what made y'all do something? Why y'all did this?
I don't understand why. Wait. Before you answer that, hold on. I gave up carbs it was supposed to be, I don't even remember the timeline because I didn't make it. I probably made it to like day 4. I was so cranky.
She was an irritable somebody, boy.
I was cranky at work. I was cranky at home. I don't curse. And I was like, today's the day. Today is the day. I'm gonna
break that seal.
I'm gonna cuss somebody out because all of y'all are tap dancing on the one nerve I got left.
Right.
I do not understand how you guys have not eaten a morsel.
Not a morsel.
Of food.
Do y'all feel hungry?
No. Do you see the energy?
So that's what I'm confused on is how y'all energy. I would be dead.
Are y'all doing drugs to supplement?
It's actually just the opposite.
It's the exact opposite.
So your body is
y'all,
actually...
No. Sean, Michelle, hush. Don't say no words.
I'm telling you.
No, don't say no more words. I think God has blessed y'all with something special. Y'all need to just accept...
Y'all are just built different, man.
That y'all are built different. No,
stop you're not, trying to make us like y'all. Y'all are special.
You are not going to convince me.
We are not special. We are regular.
Can I tell you, you're not special.
Not like y'all.
I was just like you, though.
And then what happened?
Don't motivational speak me. I was just like you. And then I found apple juice. I've been drinking apple juice ever since.
It's a conference.
We're at the conference.
We got to bring it out of you guys. We got to bring the health out of you.
Listen, you got to know your why.
You got to know your why.
No, because the thing is, I was just like you. So So Michelle started doing it first. So
I was doing a master cleanse, the Beyonce diet.
Oh, that was air.
Oh my God, that was a lemon and cayenne pepper.
No, she was eating air and prayers.
Yeah, don't do that one. I wouldn't recommend that. So anyway, so Michelle came to my house during Super Bowl weekend, the year the Giants won, by the way. So she came by the house. I had wings and everything at my house. This was like 2008. And she was like, you know, I'm juicing. I was like, you're doing what?
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm juicing. I'm like, you're not drinking anything for 10 days? I'm not doing that. Like,
she thought I was crazy.
She's like, Sean, why don't you try it? I'm like, no.
Let me be clear. You can't convince nobody not to eat no food, right?
Correct.
But you can teach them something. So he don't do nothing I say, right? So I gave him the book. And he read the book himself on the master cleanse. And he was like,
You know what? I was like, I'll try that.
Let me try this.
The thing is, I'm always up for a challenge. So I was like, right. I'll do it. And then I did it for the 10 days. And I was like, oh, I could do it.
But you guys' skin looks amazing. I will say that.
Oh, thank you.
but that's one of the things.
We have to say this because this is very important. I was told I couldn't have children. Mm. Doctors told me I have fibroids. Doctors told me you're going to have to get an abdominal myomectomy to have children.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. So I looked up the prices because the insurance wasn't insurancing. So I looked up the prices and it wasn't, you know, I didn't like it. It was going to cost about
$30,000.
Yes. And it wasn't guaranteed.
And there's no guarantee.
And so I looked on YouTube. And so I looked up, you know, I looked up like natural ways to heal fibroids. I end up, of course, we stayed vegan in between. That's when we first started veganism. But in between, I did two 30-day juice fast. I did a 17-day water fast where I had a fibroid fallout in the toilet.
That's true.
And we have 3 children, 6, 5, and 2.
I thought y'all had kids.
We had 3 in 4 years.
Do y'all let them eat food or they have to drink Capri Suns all the time?
No, they're vegan.
And they don't know we cheat, so don't tell them.
I won't tell them.
They don't.
They want to juice with us.
Wait, let me ask.
Everybody I know that's done a juice cleanse usually stops working out during it.
No, you could work out during it.
You could work out. Not a water fast now. I did a water fast.
No, water fast now.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was a water fast then.
Right. Because the year we got married, we did, I don't know if you know, Sean T's Insanity.
Yeah, Kev did that.
I beat it twice, but the third time I started eating, it is insane. It's a greatly titled thing. And I used to be so mad because I used to be looking at the people on there like, nobody is taking a break.
Right.
Kev, this is the one exercise video system Kev did that actually he lost weight in.
I didn't miss a day.
Yeah, it was great.
And we did a 30-day juice cleanse
during insanity.
That gives you...
Y'all are insane. So how many juices do y'all drink a day?
So it varies. So you should drink anywhere between 64 I guess 80 ounces of juice. I don't want to show any labels.
Oh, right. I wanted you to show the label because I want to know what you're drinking to stay alive.
Well, we usually juice on our own, but clearly we're in Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went to Whole Foods and they have cold pressed juices. You can't go to any place and get a juice. You have to only get real juice. So no smoothies, no mints, no tea, no gum, nothing.
So right now we're on tour, right? So every weekend we're in another city.
Teaching Double Dutch Aerobics.
So we bring our juicer with us.
Oh, okay. So y'all just go to the grocery store and buy the fruits and buy the fruits.
Y'all are committed. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all be peeing a lot?
Yes. In the beginning. You pee a lot.
Yes.
You pee.
But
a
I'm
lot.
Telling y'all, you feel like you could fly.
I'm gonna start it tomorrow.
I'm not.
Oh no, you're doing January 2nd to the 12th. We're having a group juice.
I'm gonna join y'all.
What you say, Kevin?
I'm gonna join y'all. No, not at all. I just want y'all to feel good. No. No.
We're gonna cut that part.
I need to start with 48 hours.
Okay, that's fine.
So we always say the first 3 days are the hardest days.
If
you drink coffee, because your body's detoxing.
Oh yeah, we don't really drink coffee. I don't really drink.
This is actually tea.
Yeah.
Good.
Y'all, I never have coffee.
Y'all will be great to me. Y'all would be great for this because I always say like. Every year, I feel like everyone should do a cleanse.
Because
you think about all the food that we eat. You know, we eat 4 and 5 times a day.
Yes.
I do the Daniel fast every year, too.
So you could, And not only that, we're talking about marriage, right, guys? Let's be clear. I lost 48 pounds. Well, that's, we weighed ourselves 2 days ago. But 2 days ago on day 58, I was 48 pounds down. How many pounds were you down?
47.
Now, let me tell y'all something about marriage. Sean has been throwing me around like a teenager, okay? It's because I've been 240 with this man. I've been once, like, it's like you get to experience, it's like a new, you
it's like you're another person. I was like, you ain't been this size since we met. You ain't even this size.
Throwing me around like a teenager is hilarious.
I don't got 40 pounds to lose, yo.
I lost weight. But I'm saying, like, even in terms of that, going through that together
for sure
is, like, so much fun. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It makes it easier. It makes it easier to do it together.
Yes.
Let's do it.
No. No, he's not getting my high five. No.
You would be surprised. You would be surprised.
No, I actually believe that God has anointed the two of you.
Yes, you are.
And I actually don't mean this as a way of like discouraging other people from joining you all. I think if you have a conviction or a commitment to this, I absolutely think people should join you guys. But I still do stand. You guys have a very special chemistry. You have a very special energy that just allows these things. The thought of not eating for 60 days. You guys are traveling. You guys are on tour. You guys are at a conference, interrupted the conference to do this. And you guys are just as excitable as a kid in a candy store the day before Christmas.
Can you eat coochie or is that off for the 60 days too?
No, that's all.
I said I'm married and happy.
Okay, I didn't know. They said only Jews. You said only juice. I want to make.
What you think make marriage easy?
Listen, you can't swallow that. You can't swallow it.
I hate it.
Sean's not gonna like this, but you know the way I define marriage? I define marriage I'm gonna say it nice. I define marriage as sharing your life with your best friend who makes you climax.
Listen.
That's it.
It's like
best friend who makes you climax. If you don't get one, if it ain't your best friend and they don't make you climax, you need to get out.
Get out of there.
That's what marriage is.
I love that definition.
I love it. Okay, before I let you guys go, we have to ask, after 20 years together, 15 years married?
We'll be there.
15 years together, 10 years married.
Oh, okay, got it.
We just gave y'all the extra five.
Yeah.
You know, the pandemic added a coefficient.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll make it there, too. Doesn't matter.
Yes, yeah, y'all going to make it there. For sure. What advice would you give your younger married self? The both of you individually. Yeah, your younger married self.
Y'all should have sent us this before.
This is my favorite question Melissa asks.
Oh, younger married self.
That is going to get even better than this. So, like, in the beginning, you know, you're excited.
Yes.
You know, you're with the person you love. You on cloud nine. Mm-hmm. You could never imagine that it'll be 10 times better than that.
Y'all kind of get on my nerves a little bit.
It's beautiful.
A little bit. I'm like, okay, my man's so perfect. We used this together. We never had a problem in the one time. I lost 45 pounds with my hubby. He told me,
it's beautiful.
Enough. I know somebody watching this agrees. All right, it's just too many things that are perfect. I'm a sick of private investigator on y'all. I'm gonna find something. I'm gonna get something in the little envelope. I'm gonna show y'all some black and white pictures and be like, "Here's y'all arguing on 42nd
Street."
Investigator gonna be in the double dutch.
Right. Yes. He got turned. Like, what are you doing, man? It would look so fun. What y'all be arguing about before we let y'all go?
Well, Sean, just like he said, he always thinks he's right.
No. I only think I'm right when I am right.
So
and that's the difference.
He always
but
thinks
look,
he's
if,
right.
If I'm wrong, you got it.
Yes.
If I'm wrong, I apologize.
Sean's argument with me is that sometimes I have an attitude too quickly. He's like, what do you have an attitude for? Like, what's the problem?
What happened?
So he thinks I'm like sometimes quick with my attitude.
Yeah.
And so
do I think it?
I, some, times because I love him, right? This is a part of marriage. I love him, right?
This is so good.
Because I love him, clearly, if he believes that sometimes I'm quick with my attitude, because I trust his opinion,
I love that.
I look in the mirror and say, you know what?
That's a world-class answer. World-class.
Isn't this something? You just danced around the question.
World-class accountability avoidance there. I mean, just, you should go into politics when you're done with this. I would vote for you for president of the United States or district attorney. Either way.
True, I trust him.
One of the biggest, okay, just really quick. One of the biggest arguments we had, we actually did a show about it.
Yes.
It's, can you agree to disagree in a relationship?
Absolutely, you can.
What do y'all think?
I absolutely think you can.
Melissa thinks it's imperative.
I actually think it's imperative that you agree.
Because, well, do you want to say why? Yes. Can I say my interpretation?
Of agree to disagree? Yeah. Sure.
Melissa, from my interpretation, Melissa, and I do agree with this. I'm coming around to this as well. Melissa's big thing is we need to have the conversation, right? The conversation does not have to end with me bringing her to my side of the argument or her bringing me to her side of the argument. The conversation can end where we both feel how we felt when we started the conversation, but we have had the conversation, and together we can decide that this is how we're going to move forward.
That I believe that...
Is that the correct...
Yes, I'm just going to add one more bit, but I actually believe you can be... dead set in what you see. For example, you can say, we got $100. I want to buy Starbucks with $100. Well, I would rather buy spring water with it. We can leave this argument, and I still believe we should have brought the coffee. Well, and he still believes we should have brought the spring water. That really doesn't matter to me. What actually matters if we said we come together, we have a conversation, and once we leave the threshold of the door, we have a plan that we have agreed to together.
Yeah.
And as long as I support whatever the agreement is and he supports whatever the agreement is, that's really all that matters.
Yeah.
Because then I can't say, well, I told you so, because we at least had the conversation. Right. And he can't say, well, I told you so, or this was his plan. And so I went with it. None of that matters. You don't have to, in my opinion, you do not have to agree to be aligned. You do not have to agree to walk hand in step with one another. All you have to do is, meaning you don't have to agree on, you know, I don't have to come to your side, you don't have to come to my side. All we have to do is agree on the plan forward.
Yes.
That's it, that's all.
I think, no, stop.
No, wait, Kev, do you agree?
You guys both agree.
No, that's my interpretation. That's not his.
Also,
let me say, I think you've come around to my interpretation. Just let me say, the reason I say you can't agree to disagree is because that's cool with your coworker. Okay, we can agree to disagree. Ha ha ha. Right, bye. With your partner, it's like no. We have to come to a conclusion.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. So I think we're saying it differently, but I think we both have to come. We can't just say agree to disagree. Cool.
I agree with that.
Resentment in a marriage. We gotta finish this out. Let's get to the conclusion. So it's nothing weighing. It's nothing.
My only thing is.
No, wait. She agreed with me. I think.
No, she didn't agree.
Yes, she
with
did.
That.
She said.
You didn't say it like Melissa. No, you didn't.
Melissa, I agree with you. Well, they wrote a book. They write it a little better. All right. So I think you said it perfectly. While you got to come together to an agreement.
Correct.
I mean, you both have to come to an agreement. To me, with other people you don't care about, it's easy to say I agree. You could go
right
on.
I see what you're saying. I think. Mm-hmm. Continue. Yeah.
Thank you.
She agrees
with me. Thank you.
No, but that's not what she says in the argument. So her thing is, why don't we all get the water? And I'm like, no, I want the coffee, like you said. And she's like, she doesn't explain it like that.
Yeah.
She doesn't explain it like that. She really wants it to be
okay. Well,
her
she
side.
Explained it. Do you get it now? And then my thing is,
look, if we can't come up with a conclusion, what do we do?
Well, I think that's the whole point of the sacrifice, compromise, and accommodation.
Yeah. Okay,
and I think sacrifice, compromise and accommodation. And sometimes you have to decide, for example, in this example, sometimes that may look like an accommodation where I say, fine, I'll give up the coffee and I'm going to support the water. That's an accommodation. Right. Sometimes it's a compromise. I'm going to get 50% or maybe it's 30% because compromise ain't always 50-50. Maybe it's I'm going to get $30 worth of coffee and you get the $70 worth of this. And sometimes it's, you know what, baby, I'm willing to give it all up. This is what I am here to support you and whatever you would like this to look like. And to me, as long, what you can't do, what I believe where resentment comes in is that a plan has been made unilaterally that I did not agree to. Right. And now I am resenting you because I do not feel like there is autonomy over my life and my decisions. So that's why I don't believe I can, if I make an active, conscious decision to say, I don't want the coffee, and we come to an agreement, and in the future, you're willing to make the same similar accommodation, that balance of reciprocity. Come on, Lauryn Hill.
Come on.
Reciprocity. Then that's how you avoid the and that's marriage. And that's how you can agree to disagree. But now, I agree. You have to walk forward in the agreement. You can't just, agree to disagree. Bye.
That's different. I just want to say something because this actually happened in our marriage this week. And I do want to say something. Agree to disagree the way you decided is what I think you were saying. Like, with my coworkers, I don't got to live with you. I can say, agree to disagree before we even have the conversation.
Right.
Because it don't matter. I'm going home, whatever. I'm going home and do what I want to do. You can't do that with your couple. We had the situation because of taxes. We was doing our paychecks was going separate places. Right. Yes. So
actually, we need to finish that too.
Yeah. So it had went into one account together and I was like, oh, no, I want it back into my personal account. I thought Melissa's was doing the same thing. So the other day she was like, hey, what are your plans with your paycheck money? Right. I was like, oh, yeah, I want to save it for family vacations. Want to do some content. If there's any overage is what I plan to do. So she was like, mine is going into a bill account. And I was like, oh, snap. Right. So here's a thing where we don't even have the same understanding of something. I thought hers was going to her personal account. So we have the conversation and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. You know, we can decide what to do with it, right? The end of the conversation where we ended is the money actually didn't go anywhere different. But the understanding of what it's used for has changed. Now it's like, okay, so if there's some overages, because to me, and I told her, I was like, oh, I didn't know that one, right? Because sometimes resentment can build. If she doesn't bring this to me,
so true.
She's just like, he over there having his money say to do whatever he want, and mine's going to the bill account. And in my mind, I'm just like, what a beautiful day, man. I'm finna have it. Because I'm thinking it's going, the whole time I'm thinking it's going to her because she has a personal account that, you know, we both, it's hard to do everything together when you want to buy her a gift and all the money's joint. There have been so many times where I'd be like, she'd be like, what's this big charge on the account? I'd be like, happy Mother's Day. You know, because now the rocket money done flagged this large charge. I can't get I can't get away with nothing. I ain't got no personal account that ain't got you on there. So now I told her, I said, oh, I didn't know that. One, and I actually haven't used any of the money. We was just really saving it for tax purposes. And I said, oh, it's unfair for your paycheck to go to bills and my paycheck really just for taxes. My paycheck to go to fun. Like, I would be upset if it was the other way around. We didn't really need it for bills. But the understanding had to be there.
Right.
But the truth is, we actually didn't do anything different. Like, my money's still going there, but now I know, okay, I can't just go and do a vacation without her. I can't just say I'm going to pay for some content. I can't have that without having that conversation. And now we have an understanding, right? I think a lot of times that agree to disagree doesn't happen because people just have their own interpretation. They put it on their spouse without even talking about it. So now you're getting a little bit more mad every time she checked the bills. I imagine she thinks about it because her check going in there and it's going down every month. And she ain't seen mine going in there. And I got new shoes. She's like, where you get the shoe from? It ain't even about the money. Like, it ain't even about us, you know, needing it, so to speak. It's just about the understanding. And I think that's where I agree with Melissa more than anything.
Yeah,
we have had better situations when we can come to an understanding. And that's the part I think you were saying at the very end.
Yeah. The conclusion part.
The conclusion part is necessary. You can't just agree to a lot of times people agree to disagree. It's just a way to end an argument.
So true.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's not what we're saying. We really mean we are agreeing that we don't see this situation the same way, but we are also agreeing that we are going to move forward like this.
Aligned.
Aligned. You can agree to disagree on how to see the situation, but you should agree on how to move forward about the situation after you've had the conversation. That's now the next part.
Now that's, that makes sense.
That's why we have that New York Times bestseller. Can we put it together in a word like that?
No, both of you guys. Both of you guys. Total sense. And that's right.
And I want to answer the question you asked because this helped me think about it. What would I tell my younger married self?
Yes.
And I'm gonna take a line from This Is Us. But just like you said, sometimes, remember when, this is my favorite line, they call marriage, right? Mm-hmm. So to me, when I was younger, I did more of fighting my point all the time earlier in marriage. It was like, my point. But I think what I would tell my younger self is, you love him, this is your partner, right?
Right.
So you could call marriage sometimes. And what I mean by that is if we are disagreeing, sometimes it's okay to be like, you know what, babe? You could have 100% of that this time.
Yep.
Because I'm calling marriage. I don't have fight for it. Like, even in my head, I go, I love him. You know, like, you have to tell yourself, yeah. I love him. Let me just agree with him. Yes. And then move on and get back to Sean and Michelle vibe. So my younger self, I would say, because you're so together and because this is your soulmate, you don't have to fight as much those itty bitty arguments. It's okay to call marriage and be like, okay, babe.
You got it.
That's good, Michelle.
I love that. That's fantastic. Great. That's great advice as well. I want to say one thing before we let
you go. Wait, did Sean say his?
Yeah, in the beginning.
Oh, I don't remember.
I just want to say that agree to disagree compromise, you must be careful about being the only person who's giving.
That's good, Kev.
Yes.
You can't always be saying, babe, you have it. You got it. You compromise. Because that is going to build resentment. You will always, okay, so when is it going to be, you know, my turn? We play pickup basketball, Kevin's sports analogy. We have arguments about whose ball went out we couldn't see. Okay, it's y'all ball this time.
Yeah.
But the next time that something happens, it's our balls. A lot of times in relationships, to try to make it work, people just like, you got it. But then you start to feel like, that's all right, that's unfair. And it's been your ball 6 times in a row.
That's good, Kev.
It needs to be my ball 6-7 times to get back equal. Mm-hmm. So make sure your partner is reciprocating that part as well.
That's good.
And last thing I want to say, I promise it's the last thing, because the title of This Is Marriage Be Hard. Part of the reason what we think is that life can be hard, but marriage makes it easier. Mm-hmm. So, like, I lost a parent in 2021, and having my husband there, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I suffered from infertility. Having my husband there, oh my God.
Yeah.
Right? Literally, life can have hard moments.
Yes.
But to me, marriage makes it that much easier. Finances could be hard. Entrepreneurship is hard. Kids, you know, they get
I agree wholeheartedly.
So we believe that because, of course, you always have to grow, but if you're married or not married, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Period. So we feel as though marriage is easy because it helps those hard moments just to have a partner with you.
I love that. That's so true.
That's why we think marriage is easy.
Very good. We love it. All right. Can you tell the people where they can find you on social media?
Oh, so everywhere, Double Dutch Aerobics. So DoubleDutchAerobics.com.
Yes.
Double Dutch Aerobics on Facebook, Instagram. We are everywhere.
You forget it,
quite literally.
Double Dutch Aerobics.
Very good. And do you have any, this will come out before the end of the year, but more than likely in December. So do you have anything coming up in maybe January or so?
We actually do.
Jumpin'
Juice 10,000. It's called the Jumpin' Juice 10,000.
Yes.
We're getting 10,000 people to do a 10-day juice cleanse with us from January 2nd through the 12th.
Yes.
So this is something that, you know, especially if you're trying to heal yourself from diabetes, high cholesterol, like all of those things are curable.
Yes.
And you'll find all of that because you're going to find all of that out because we're going to be doing interviews with people who have done,
who heal themselves
from everything.
And in terms of Double Dutch Aerobics, we have certification weekend happening. We have 12 of them in 2024. So if you want to teach Double Dutch in any format to kids, to adults, if you want to turn it into a side business, you could get certified with Double Dutch Aerobics.
Or a full-time business, because you can.
Yes, or a full-time business with Double Dutch Aerobics.
Very, very good.
Bless God.
Thank you guys so much. Let you guys go. We appreciate your time, but go and get back to that conference.
Yeah, we're running.
Yeah. All right.
Thank y'all.
Bye.
Yes, thank you guys. Thank you.